We are learning now Daf Lamed Tes, and we are starting from the end of Lamed Ches Amud Beis. Gemara is talking about the test to see if the babe, if this bechor has a mum, has a sickness of water dripping out of its eye, and the test that you do to see if it's a real sickness is you give it some moist, like tefuah, moist produce. And then afterwards, you give them dry produce. And that's the way it's done. The question is, how much do you give? So the Gemara said, you give him like a dried fig, the size of a dried fig. That's what you give him to eat every day from this tefuah, this wheat, this produce. So the Gemara, Amar Rava. Boi b'mar Rava. They asked my Rava, Gregor is Pshudu Rishayna? Like, Dilma v'chol Suda v'suda. Do they give it once a day for breakfast? They give this moist tvua, or they give it an every suda. And in Tim Soloimar, besuda rishayna, if you want to say, if it's the first suda, if it's every suda, so for sure it's after you eat, because the second suda is automatically after you eat. But let's say you only give it once a day. Do you give it before he eats breakfast, or it's after you eat breakfast? In this lame suda rishayna, kaida mechila oila achila, before you eat or after you eat? Kaida mechila vadimalila, it's definitely better to take a medicine before you eat, because sama. Just like when you take sam, so when a person takes sam, takes medicines, better if he takes it before he eats. La'acha achila mai. After you eat, what is that work or not? Not a shayla. Koydim shisiyah la'acha shisiyah. Before you drink or after you drink? Koydim shisiyah v'adimali lo. It's for sure better to have it before you drink, just like kisari, just like sa'ari. Just like when a behemoth eats sa'irim, eats barley, eats it before he drinks. Does it work after drinking or not? Not a shayla. Kosher or mutter? Does it eat this tvua while it's tied or while it's not tied? Where the behemoth is tied up or while it's loose? Mutter vademayla. It's definitely in a better mood when it's loose. Kosher mai. Does it work when it's tied? Is that a, you know, does that refuah work and is that a raya? Levadai oy im chaver. Does it do it himself or while he's with his friends? The behemoth is with his friends. If it's together with his friends, it's definitely better. Because he's happier. What's the halacha if he's himself? The shayla is, where did they give him this food? In the city or in the fields? Besada v'ademayla, he definitely likes the ear, the fresh ear in the fields. What's the halacha of ear? And b'ir v'ashi, intim shleim v'sada, if you hold that needs dafka, the ear of the field, but gina smuchel ear mai. What happens to a garden that's close to the city, mai? What's the halacha there? The Gemara ends off, teku. All these shaylas, we don't know. We have to wait till Yonavi comes to answer these shaylas. So the Gemara writer. And our Mishnah said, Rav Chanina ben Tigna says that when you test for the 80 days for the white spots in the eye, it says you have to check every 3 times in 80 days. So what does that mean? Zok the Gemara, Omrav Nachri, it's like a Vashem Shloshim. The way you check it out is every, you know, intervals of 3, in, you know, 3 times in only 8 days, but basically every 26 days, 26 and a half days, and the last one is 27 days, altogether equaling 80. What happens if in the case where he ate the tefuah, we said that it was a test to see, by eating the tefuah, it's a test to see if it's a real mum, and he ate the tefuah, and after all the time, after 3 months, says he did it before, after 3 months, you see he didn't get better. So when is it a mum from? From right now or from the Mafreya? The Mafreya have a mum or Mekan La Abav a mum? When is it a mum? Is it Megala Mafreya that 3 months ago was a mum? Or from now on, it's a mum? And you can ask me, who cares? That's the first question. Why not Gemina? What's the difference? So the Gemara, the Mimal B'Pidyonai. The Shaila is if it's a Me'ila on the Pidyon. Let's say before 3 months started, you were very convinced it's going to be a P'suli HaMekadoshim, and you took money. And you, since it's not talking about Bukhari, it's talking about Psula Mekadoshim. You took money and you transferred the Kedusha off the animal to the money, and it only works if it's a Mum Kavua, but you're not sure yet. So after 3 months, you find out it's a Mum Kavua. So if it worked Lama Freya, it means Lama Freya, this money already was had Kedusha on it, and therefore if you used it, you have Iver Me'ila. But if it only happened later that it becomes called a Mum Kavua after 3 months, it comes out when you did the transfer, it wasn't a Mum yet. So it was no Kedusha Chal on the money, and therefore was no Me'ila on the money. So that we're inside. To have me'ila on the pidyon. If you say l'mafreya, going back 3 months to mum, ma'il, then is me'ila. If from now on is a mum, lo'imal, is no me'ila. My, what's the halacha? This shaila was asked by Pinchas Achud Amar Shmuel. He asked from Shmuel. Now, Pinchas Amar Shmuel wasn't used to asking. He usually didn't ask such good questions. I guess he wasn't a huge Talmud Chacham. So Shmuel called on him, Kari Shmuel El, Pischim Buzzazu Buzz. You know, sometimes even people who limp could collect a lot of booty. Basically, he's saying, you know, usually you don't ask good kashas, but, you know, once in a while, you can hit jackpot. Even if you're not so sharp, you can ask such a question. That's what Shmuel told him. Interesting. But that's the Ad Khan, the Mar the Shaila, the Mar is not post the Shaila. Shmuel couldn't answer the Shaila. He said, wow, you stumped me. Zok the Mishta, that's the Mishta Vaita, new Mishta. Talking about the Mumin that you shech the that you could shech the Bechar and eat it, or Mumin of Psulim HaKadoshim, what's called a Mum? So Choyt Moy Shenikav, if the nose got a hole, or Shenithgam, it got a notch, got something cracked off it, it means, Vishenistak, oh, it got a crack. All those things are mum. Same thing with the lips. Svami lips, shenikva a hole, shenifkama got notched, shenistaga, it got cracked. All these things are a mum. First of all, I'll explain the nose. Tanar Abaran, nikvu chaitmin. If they got a nose, a hole in the nose, it depends. Mibachotz, hareiz a mum. If the hole's from the outside, you know, the nose going in, that's a mum, because it's nikkar from a chutz. But if inside the nose, like between two nostrils, is a hole, ain't a mum, it's not a mum. Why? Because it's called a mum that's inside, and we learned already, mum inside is actually a mum shavagoli. A mum that's covered is not a mum. It says further in the Mishnah, Svasai shenikvav shenifgav shenistaka, Amara papa, Tura bara de svasai. What does svasai mean? Svasai means your lips. That's what Papa tells you. Tura bara de svasai, the covering of your lips. And Rashi explains that it means not every part of your lip, it just means the part of the lip that sticks out. The part of the lip that's covering the other, you know, the bottom lip, that taka won't have all these movement. That's called inside the body and don't have movement. Talk to Mishnah Vayta, new Mishnah. Chutim achitzonis shenifkamu. Chutim achitzonis, we learned before, is the gums. So the outer gums, you know, the front of the mouth, shenifkamu, if it got notched, or shenigmamu, or got cracked, then the lach is that's a mum. And by pneumium, the inside gums, the only time it's called a mum is shenet kru, when it gets ripped out. Rav Chanina Tignes argues, Rav Chanina Tignes, oime ing boit kim na tiyemis of nim, v'af loyas tiyemis. You don't have to check from the molars in. Anything that's more in the mouth than the molars, including the molars, all those things are not a problem. Even if it gets removed, there is no problem and there is no mum. So he argues on the ratio. The Mishnah holds that the inner things are a problem of mum. We learned before, what's the reason? Because when he screams and opens his mouth wide, you can see it. Rechim Tegas holds, no, that's not enough to be called a mum shevegali. So the Gemara Vayta, Tana Rabbanu, Hatiyomis. So then we're going to read the Brayse, and the Brayse makes not too much sense, but the Gemara is explaining it immediately. Tana Bonon. Hatiyumis, which learned is the molars. Ezitiyumis, what are the molars? Matiyumis lefnim, from the molars and inside. Vatiyumis asvak lefnim, and the molars itself are like lefnim. Rabbi Yeshua ben Kabutsaya, I'm ain't sheikh the melech etzainis. The only thing that's called the mum is are the outer ones. Rechim etzainis, I'm a shkichim alatiyumis kolek, we don't care at all about the molars. My comma, what is this Brayse saying? The Brayse starts off Ezu Tiyemis and starts giving halachas of Tiyemis. What's going on here? And number two, Vesu, Rabbi Shua ben Kavtsai, Hanatana Kama. Rabbi Shua ben Kavtsai says, you don't shecht El Al Chetzonius. Sounds like that from the Reisha also. So, Dr. Gemara, I'll explain you this Brayse. And it's Taka three Shitas. Chasuri Mechzav, Al Chetani. Ezu HaPanimius. What's called the inner gums? Menat Tiyemis Vilafnim, from the molars and in. The tiyemis aspik lefnim, and the molars itself is like the inside. Medvar amurim shenifkamu v'shenigmu. The only time it's not the mum on the inner ones when it gets notched or cracked. Aval nekru, if it gets removed, sheikh, then they do sheikh, it is called a mum. Even on inner molars, if it gets removed, the gums, then it is called a mum, and you can sheikh in it. Rav Yeshua ben Kavtsaya emer, ein sheikhtim el al chitzonis. The only thing that's called a mum enough to shech it is only the outer gums. Aval pnimius shenekru, even if it gets removed, mishchet alay l'shchatinon, you can't shechten it, you know, Bukhar, you can't eat it. Aval ifsul mifsul, you can't bring it as a carbon. So that's the second shita. Rechim etignis, so I may even like bring it as a carbon if its inner gums are removed. You don't care about it at all, but filu ifsul mifsul, it's not possible at all, you can even bring it as a carbon. So that's the halacha of gums, of mumen in the gums. Boy rav achtavei bar ami. Yesh mechus eivim mefnim, eim chus eivim mefnim. The question is, we know inner mumin is not called a mum. What about if it's missing a organ? It's missing a spleen, it's missing the liver. Is that enough of a mum to eat it? To shecht and eat it? That enough of a mum? It's mechus ha'ever, but it's b'fnim. If it's a bechar, pesach yirek siv. It says you need dafka pesach yirek, which means davash of a galui. It's not enough to have a mechus ha'ever. It has to be begali, it has to be in the open. Ilakachim, yiveres a shavar siv, also says the same type of thing. Yiveres is blindness and shavar is a broken foot. It has to be the type of thing that is visible. I agree to you. Of course, to shecht it and to eat it or to paid it, it's not enough. It has to be vegalu. Kima sule, to make a possible carbon, because possible carbon is less. And maybe you won't be able to shecht on it and eat it, and you can't make a psul magdashim, and maybe it would be possible. My. What's the halacha? It says to bring a carbon is tamim yihil ratzon amar rachmano, tamim chasar alay. It has to be complete. And missing, even missing on the inside, no good. It's only on the outside, only visible. What's the chasar? Has to be dafka if it's visible. So the Gemara Shaila is mechus ha'aver pasle from bringing as a carbon. Not saying that mechus ha'aver will allow you to shecht it and eat it, because that we said is no, you can't. The question is a mechus ha'aver enough to make it that you can't bring it as a carbon? Like tomorrow, it says in a brisa, learns from a pasuk. The pasuk says, "You have to bring a carbon. You have to bring both the kidneys." But it's mash. The brisa says, "No, if there's one kolya, it's no good. If there's three kidneys, also no good." That's one brisa. That brisa sounds like one kidney is missing. It's no good. Even one kidney is enough. So savrua, we thought the kulyam ain't very b'achas. No such thing as a bria that gets created with only one kidney. And it must be, it's missing. And the Mechalikah says, the first price that holds is no good holds, that a chasarin aver is called a chasarin. And the other man that holds no, a chasarin shufrim is not called a chasarin. And that could be the B.R. Mechalikah. So you see, it's Mechalikah, from chus aver, ki yibur as a carbon. We see two prices. No, you can say not like that. The kuliyama really yesh beria ba'achas. It is possible to create it with one kidney. And the chasar mufnim shnei chasarin. You can say kuliyama, if it's missing a kidney that it once had, it's called a chasarin you can't bring as a carbon. So what's the two brises? Like kasha, kan kushinim v'shtayim v'chasra. The first brise says it's no good, so when it was created with two, it's missing one. And kan, the second brise says it's enough with one, kushinim v'achas mikaro, is born with one. So it wasn't like that, because the first brisa says if it has one or three, it's no good. And we're saying the case of one is that it lost one. So for the Gemara, but do me the shalosh k'tani. It seems like in the brisa, similar to three. Mas shalosh mekara, just like three was born with three, it didn't happen afterwards. Af achas mekara, same thing with one, that it was born with it, and it says it's no good. So what's going on here? Can't be pshat. We'll keep pshat in this brisa. So the Gemara, Elahacha, the Machlekes says, but Yesh Beria Mikara Kemifagi. Marasava Yesh Beria Ba'achas, Marasava Ein Beria Ba'achas. And the Machlekes Gufa is there such a thing as a creation with one? So the first Bryce is saying there's no such a creation as one, and the case was it was missing. And second Bryce says it's kosher with one, because is there such a creation? That means if there is a creation, it's for sure good. And the Shaila is there such a creation as being born with one kidney? So Rashi brings down from his Rebbe, it's Shver, it says, Dum Yud Shalish. Just like Shalish was natural like that, maybe once were natural like that also. So Rashi answers that it's not Shver. The Gemara just saying is that if there is such a thing, if everyone agrees there's such a Bria as one, as born with one, so that Brisa probably is talking about that case, Dum Yud the three. But now we're saying that if you hold it's born with one, there's no way it should be no good. It should really be good. So we could say that Bryce is going, there is no such creation as being born with one, and that case must be that it lost one, and that's why it's possible. But if there would be such a creation as only being born with one kidney, that would not be a psul. But upon him, we're coming out that we're not sure if you have a machlokes, if chasarim, if you have a chasarim, it could be it's kuliyama, yeah, and we're not sure, or it could be a machlokes. But the problem in the Tumah Bryce I'm saying right now is, the machlokes is a shabriya or not? And we're going right now that if there's no briya, then it's possible, because a chisaron b'fnim is called a chisaron. That's what this first man the Yama learns, that the kuliyama holds, that a chisaron in the inside is called a chisaron. Rabbi Yechonama, the kuliyama ain't beria b'achas, no such thing as being created with one kolya, with one kidney. V'chesaron mefrim shnei chesaron. Now everyone holds it is a chesaron. So now how could it be kosher? One brisa said it was kosher. Like kasha, depends when it went missing. Kan shechasa koyim shchita, kan shechasa achas shchita. One case was got missing for shchita, one was after shchita. And the one with brisa says that's kosher, it's talking about it only got missing after you shechted it for a carbon. Break the Gemara, that's not true. Well, achas shchita koyim kabbalah mishari, you tell me after shchita, before you did kabbalah, before you did the kabbalah's dam, it's kosher, even though I lost the kidney. Zokta Gemara Amar Beis, Vamar Rav Zera Amar Rav, Atzorin Oizen HaPar, it's talking about Par Koyim Mashiach, if you make a hole in its ear after the Shechita, V'achach Kibul Damai, then you did Kabbalah of the Dam, it's possible. Shenema, Lokachad Medam HaPar, take from the Dam HaPar, HaPar Shoye Kfar, the Par that was the same the whole time. So, what's the Pshat in two Brises? So the Gemara says, Ela, Kan Shechosu Kren Kabbalah, Kan Shechosu Ach Kabbalah. One case was where it lost its kidney before Kabbalah, one after Kabbalah. If it loses its kidney after Kabbalah, it's not possible, and you can even do Zerik the Dam. That means if it gets missing before the Kabbalah, it's possible. After the Kabbalah's Dam, then it's not possible anymore. We'll continue on the next recording.